The Palin administration could offer no solution today for the economic stress in the village of Emonic, but says it's still working on it. After visiting the community, state officials say it does not qualify for either a disaster declaration or an economic emergency declaration. All villagers are left with is a stepped-up effort to sign them up with existing programs. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
It doesn't fit the state emergency services guidelines or the Commerce Department's. State law no longer gives them the discretion to simply declare an emergency because of dire economic circumstances. Commerce Commissioner Emil Nadi says they've been meeting with local officials, but in essence, they have no new initiative to announce to help villages where the cash economy has shrunk and fuel prices have skyrocketed to the point where people have to choose between heating their homes and using fuel to get food or firewood.
This administration and the governor's office is concerned about the situation in Emonic and everyone who's involved here. If there was a way to do something today, we would all be doing it. We all operate under constraints of law.
The story was the same from General Craig Campbell, head of the State Emergency Services Division in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. He says the legislature changed the process after the disasters declared due to poor fish runs.
Before 2000, the legislature basically had everything dealing with disasters covered by DMVA, but the change in public policy was made, which changed Title 26, refining what my response for disasters are to disasters such as terrorist attacks, outbreak of disease, oil spills, avalanches, earthquakes, those type of events. It separated out economic circumstances like poor fish runs and shortages of fuel and food and specified that over to Commissioner Nadi's department.
But a clearly frustrated Commissioner Nadi said the situation simply does not fit the guidelines for him to recommend a declaration.
The Department of Commerce, under conditions Title 44, we can declare or ask the governor to declare an economic emergency. The situation out there does not meet the requirements of income to declare a declaration of emergency.
Nadi said it's true that average income in the village has declined due to the lack of a commercial salmon opening. But the real problem was the timing of the fuel delivery. The state is offering a fuel loan and is making people aware that they may qualify for low-income fuel assistance, which applies even at 2.25 times the federally defined poverty level. The State Health and Social Services Department has two people in the village this week helping people sign up for existing assistance programs. The Fish and Game Department is looking at potential liberalization of moose hunting, and the Transportation Department is looking at any capital projects in the western part of the state that it can accelerate to get cash flowing into any communities. Nadi said fuel vendors are reluctant to sell on credit right now. Some in the legislature have talked about setting up a program to issue vouchers villagers could use to purchase fuel. Nadi characterized that idea as preliminary.
Fuel vouchers is something that's been has not been discussed in detail. It's been mentioned, but we'd have to do some research on, see what we can do. We're going to first trigger and get out in the field all the existing programs that we can, and if that works its way through the process, you know, it's something that will be considered.
Some in Emonic say it's the lack of a commercial salmon fishery this year that pushed things to the breaking point. Nadi says, unfortunately, in Emonic, that did not drop average income down enough to go below the poverty line. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.